Hi, I'm Reverend Zach.
Oh, I'm Francis.
And welcome to This Movie Was a Hot Dog, a podcast where me and my brother, Francis over here, watch a bad movie critically, financially, or otherwise, then we review it, break it down, and tell you what we think. And welcome back, Francis. You've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I had to have a little bit of a medical procedure done, but I'm still recovering. So hopefully.
Plus, I know you just didn't want to watch any more of the boob movies.
They get a little draining, but of course, no rest for the weary. This one,
they get draining. What are you talking about? What's draining about them?
They're really bad, and I.
Well, that's every movie we watch is bad. When was the last time we watched anything good?
I keep hoping maybe we'll come across one that's great.
Well, not this week because this week we watched 1983's Fantasy Mission Force, which is a Hong Kong action comedy film directed by Chu Yen Ping, starring a bunch of, Taiwanese actors, and Jackie Chan, who got top billing, even though he's in the movie for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, not very much at all.
And this movie was actually a recommendation from one of our listeners.
Thank you.
And I'm stalling because I forgot to pull up his name, so if you give me a minute, and here we go. Hey guys, enjoy the podcast. If I could recommend a movie for you to watch, it would be Fantasy Mission Force, starring Jackie Chan. He did it as a favor for Jimmy Wang after Jimmy got Jackie out of some hot water with the Hong Kong Triads.
Oh dear.
I don't know if that's true. I'm still trying to figure out what the film is about, but my closest guess is it was supposed to be a comedy, question mark? That question mark is deliberate. And that is from Billy. So, thank you, Billy. I also think this was supposed to be a comedy.
It comes across as a supposed very, like, Three Stooges-style comedy, very slapstick.
Well, it almost comes off as being kind of ahead of its time. I'm watching it, and I'm like, they made Hot Shots before Hot Shots came out. That's all I could think when I was watching it.
Yeah, it was very... It's very goofy, very, very goofy. Yeah.
Extremely.
And,
But so is Hot Shots.
That's true. I guess for a, kung fu movie, the action was good.
But that is so, tertiary to everything else happening in the movie.
Oh, I'll agree with that, yeah.
Well, let's just start. The movie opens up on some sort of military base that's under attack. We never really get fully established what war this is. It's supposed to be World War II, but other than there being Nazis, nothing else adds up.
Yeah, because the Japanese are where again? I forget. They're supposed to be in...
Oh, so this base that we open up on, these are the Allied people. These are the good guys, right?
Right.
And all of them are Asian. they're all Japanese people or Chinese people. Well, I guess if it was Chinese, that would be okay, because they were on the Allied side. But we're not in China, so that ruins that theory right away.
So we're in Europe, but...
Well, no, we're not in Europe.
I thought we were, because there's a couple times they're like, we're here, and he's pointing at you like, in Europe.
No, that's not a map of Europe. You should learn what countries look
like.
No,
there was not the scene you're thinking of.
The one that we're talking about right now?
Oh, no, it was one later.
Yeah, let's talk about the thing we're talking about. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, all right, glad you decided
can go with
to
that.
Not jump 30 minutes into the movie.
Okay.
So, in this military base, it's all Asian guys and one black guy for some reason. Some of them are in fatigues, but some of them are wearing these late 19th century European dress uniforms, and bombs are exploding. Within 5 minutes, I'm like, what? Where are we? And things are just blowing up. Then we cut to another war room, which I think is supposed to be on this base, where the Allies are talking about how they have the Japanese surrounded. And when they're pointing at a map saying, the Japanese are here, here, and here, and we're going to encircle them around here, they're pointing at a map of Canada. And when they say they're going to encircle them, he circles the entire top part of Canada.
That's it.
We have them surrounded. So your troops are encircling the entire nation of Canada?
Only like 4,200 square miles.
It's only the second largest country in the world. What are you, fucking crazy? So they're arguing about the location of the Japanese.
While they're getting bombed.
And then somebody comes in and goes, "Sir, I know where the Japanese are. They're right here." And then we pan to behind them, where the Japanese army is standing in the tent next to them. This is sort of played for yucks. The generals are sort of bumbling idiots, and the Japanese are showing up as like a cutaway gag.
Yeah, and it's definitely supposed to be funny.
Right, so this is the part, this is the first part in the movie where I'm like, so I'm thinking this is a comedy.
Right.
So how much of this silliness can I write off? And then the Allied generals all go around introducing themselves to the Japanese guy. And we have, you know, the standard big four allies who fought in World War II. You got the French, you got the Americans, you got the British, and you have the African general?
South African. Was it South
Africa? No,
it was
just
African.
Africa.
Oh,
he is the general of Africa, which is not a country.
Yeah, and they're all they're all Asian.
No, they're not. All the generals are actually the right race.
Oh, yes, you are right.
The African is black, and the other three are white. The American general introduces himself as Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, man.
Did you not catch
I
that?
I did catch that part.
He goes, "Hi, General Abraham Lincoln." I'm like, okay.
And at first I thought it was like maybe he – I thought maybe it was a joke to the Japanese general.
Well, then they get captured. So all four of these generals get captured.
And this becomes
then,
the basic plot of the movie.
Right. This is the plot of the movie, is rescuing these generals. Because we cut to the Allied commanding room. And this is the scene you're talking about. This is the Allies going, our generals, who are an American, a French, a British, and an African general, are kidnapped, and we need to send somebody to rescue them. And all of the people making this plan are all Asian. They're all, but they're also all supposed to be from different countries.
Yeah, because it's like a, you know, it's a you know, allied force. This isn't just, you know.
Well, I get that, but that would be as if when we went to war with Japan, we said, okay, when we fight the Europeans, we're only going to send white people to France. And when we fight the Japanese, we're only going to send Asian people over there. That way, everybody looks the same. Like, it's not.
Did it work on our cultural diversity?
It's like you. The scene's like, we have to stop the Japanese, and I'm like, aren't you Japanese though?
Is this the part? Maybe I missed it. I'm like I said, I am everyone. I am a little bit on medication, so I'm not best. But was there a part with
Killer Franks? Is
yeah.
Over there.
Was there a part with Rocky Balboa?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're all talking about how they have to rescue these people, so they go, who are we going to send? Let's open up the slideshow. And Roger Moore's James Bond picks up, and they go, we can't send James Bond because he's in Africa doing things. And then they click the slide, and then it's a picture of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa. And they go, we can't send Rocky because this is a war, and he's not a soldier. They're like, why did we even put that slide in there? So here's the thing. That we got a picture of James Bond. We say James Bond. Then we got a picture of Rocky Balboa. We say Rocky Balboa. Then we got a picture of Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. And we call him the Snake King. Like, if we're just stealing names, why did we not steal that one? Because I guarantee you they didn't get permission to use an actual picture of Sylvester Stallone.
As Rocky Balboa.
As Rocky Balboa. I guarantee you that was not okay. So, and when that starts happening with the slideshow, that's when I'm like, oh, this is a this is like a satire.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hot Shots. Yeah. And now I'm like, okay. So I'm starting to give this a little more leeway as I watch it.
Yeah, and some of it is funny. To me. I mean, I found a lot of it funny.
Well, you were also on painkillers, so.
That is also true.
Because I hate to break it to you, this movie is not funny.
Aww.
Oh no! You reacted like I just told you. You failed.
I wasted my time.
All that laughter was for naught.
It even hurt my side, and now it's not even worth it.
So eventually, they go, instead of all of those famous literary and cinematic characters, we're going to pick a little Korean man named Lieutenant Don Win. And they cut to him driving in a Jeep and wildly firing a machine gun. And then this lieutenant enters this Allied war room and he's like, I'm ready to accept this mission, and throws an M16 on the table. So this is one of the first things, because like I said, just 30 seconds ago, I was accepting this as a goofy comedy, right? And then they throw an M16 on the table. And I'm like, okay, is that a joke or did they actually fuck up?
Why?
Like, because M16s weren't placed in the military until like the late 60s. We didn't have M16s in the... You were in the Navy, for Christ's sake! You should know this!
That's a brush it's up like, on my Navy history.
Well, because there are definitely parts of this movie where I'm like, that was just a bad edit. They're missing a reel there. That guy fell over before he was supposed to, kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there was limited time and takes for this movie.
Well, why? What makes you say that?
Well, what was the budget for it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right, good argument. So I don't, because I don't know what is a legitimate fuck up and what is
funny. Yeah.
Because I like when they pointed at the map of Canada. Like when the movie just started.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Was it funny or was that supposed? You know,
right?
Yeah,
were we saying the Japanese were in Canada for a goof, or was that the only map we could get a hold of? Was just a map of Canada.
And considering that's kind of my line of comedy, I probably should have picked up on it.
What, map humor?
No. Like the whole just being so ridiculous and goofy, over the top.
You do that?
Yeah. Yep. Every once in a while. Yep.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, let me know when you do that.
Okay, I'll give you a call next time.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
So, as soon as we determine that the lieutenant is going to go rescue these generals, we cut to the opening credits scene. And then, like, it's just this big flashy cartoon that says Fantasy Mission Force. Then we cut to a restaurant where a hobo-looking motherfucker is just singing a happy Japanese song
in
a restaurant.
That's Old Son.
That's Old Son? I just called him the hobo.
Well, he was a hobo. Yeah, he's a hobo.
But why?
That I don't know.
Because he sings this song for, like, 20 minutes. And then he sees a black guy with a gun. And in a holster. And he goes over to try to steal it. And the black guy pulls the gun on him. So then he pulls out some money and buys the gun from the black guy. Then he uses it to rob the place. He pulls the gun. He turns the gun around on everybody once he buys it. And goes, all right, everybody, this is a stick up. And before he can say stick up, it cuts and he's in the woods. And I'm like, whoa, what happened? Did we miss a reel? There's no way that cut was deliberate.
The editing.
Because he's just in the woods, like, eating a turkey leg. And there's no establishing shot of him, like, getting away or, like, sitting there counting his money. It's all of a sudden he's just in another place. It's like he teleported there. And that's definitely not a gag thing.
That's not
thing.
Deliberate at all.
Yeah, that's that was a bad movie-making thing.
Yeah, because obviously he was supposed to have gotten that leg from somewhere.
Or, like, even if it was just, even if they let him finish the line, put up your hands, this is a stick-up, mm-hmm. They cut before he finishes the word up, which makes me think, like, did they lose that reel or something? Like,
they couldn't get him back to film that.
So the lieutenant ambushes the hobo, and at this point the hobo calls him captain, even though he was introduced as lieutenant, and wants to recruit the hobo to join his ripoff of the Dirty Dozen, which is basically what this movie is.
That's true. I've never actually seen the movie Dirty Dozen.
You've never seen the movie Dirty Dozen?
I have not.
And you call yourself an American?
Wow. It's an attack on my patriotism, sir.
Well, maybe you should stand during the national anthem. You ever think of that?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, topical.
But I do, though, so.
So, he joins his fake Dirty Dozen. So then we cut to another guy in prison who performs a daring escape and jumps off a cliff and runs into the woods and finds, like, a fully set dining room table in the middle of the jungle.
That was great. And maybe I'll sit and eat.
And we find out that was a trap set by the lieutenant because nobody could say no to a fancy dinner, I guess.
Especially when they're escaping from prison.
I guess, this prisoner is called Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
That's his whole name. and he is a famous escape artist, and he joins. And that's basically the last time we ever see him, because he's never in the movie ever again.
He doesn't, like, actually show up and do anything.
All the other characters, like, and there are, we're not even halfway done with the other characters.
That's a shame.
Every other character has, like, a moment.
Yeah, dude.
Or, like, a couple. Grease Lightning doesn't do a goddamn thing.
It's kinda, you know, in the Avengers, everyone gets their little moment to shine, and, you know, you figure out who they are, if not him.
And then there's Hawkeye.
And there's Hawkeye, who doesn't belong.
Then we cut to some weird party where I think, like, Jackie Chan is, like, a magician or something. Because he's, like, sitting on top of a wedding cake.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're, like, carrying him in, and he has, like, a big cape on, and it's impossible to tell what's happening because the sound mixing in this scene is so horrible that I can't hear any of the dubbed dialogue over the music.
Yeah, the music's so, really loud. Is this where they're going to that ring?
Yeah. It's Jackie Chan playing, forget his character's name, somebody.
Right.
And a lady who's his partner, but this music is playing and all you hear is like, but they're clearly like feeding you exposition of what's happening.
But we're not privy to that though.
No, so I didn't understand why any of the following happens.
I think, well, they're going for the money, right? I mean, that was the...
What money? For what?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, a lot is lost here.
He sits on his wedding cake, and then he stares down a big Samoan guy. They have a smoke-off, where they each put cigarettes in their mouth, and then the Samoan guy puts a cigar, and then Jackie Chan puts a giant cigar, and then the Samoan puts a pipe in his mouth, and Jackie Chan is basically, like, smoking on a fucking muffler, and it's like, ah-ha-ha-ha-ha. And then they go into this ring to beat up each other, and Jackie Chan's winning, and then he defeats the Samoan, but then it turns out it's like a WWE event, and the Samoan was faking the whole time.
And then like, military people show up.
No, then another dude shows up and kills the Samoan guy.
Oh, it's part of the WWE plot.
No, he actually kills him, because then Jackie Chan tries to fight the guy, and he's, like, all scared, and then this Jackie Chan fights this guy for, like, 25 minutes.
It's a long fight,
and then he eventually wins, and then... They act like they won a karate tournament or something, and they get a trophy and, like, 7 suitcases filled with cash.
But we don't know why or where or what caused...
No. What this is or why he came in on, like, a cake? And then the police show up to arrest Jackie Chan and this woman for gambling, even though they won it in what appeared to be a sanctioned karate fight with a trophy and everything.
Yeah, and then they end up paying off the police.
Yeah,
they give them all
the money they won. And then you're like, I'm like, all right.
So the point of this scene...
Is nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it actually...
Maybe there was.
No, oh, who knows? Maybe we'll have to keep watching the movie. Then we cut to a woman named Lily. She's sitting in a bar having a drinking contest. This drinking contest is you chug a beer, then you shoot a gun at a woman to shoot some of her clothes off.
Yeah, it seems dangerous for the woman getting shot at.
It seems dangerous for everybody. They drink like 6 beers in this scene in under a minute.
And it, you know, it just reminds me a lot of the Raiders of the Lost Ark scene. In the beginning, except for the shooting.
It's almost like they stole that scene to make this movie.
Yeah, probably.
She wins, and then she is assaulted by a white guy with a big 70s mustache and a Jew fro, and a fight breaks out. The woman goes home to count her money, and then this Japanese guy who looks, this Chinese guy who looks like Wayne Newton shows up.
And apparently they...
Oh, excuse me.
Oh my goodness. Apparently they've known each other for a while.
Well, yeah, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right, but he's never around.
Right, because he's always out skeeving and cheating, right. And she, like, slaps him, and it's a funny joke.
It's a joke.
There's a lot of funny jokes here.
This time I was in and out of my drug consciousness.
So then the lieutenant shows up, whom they are exclusively calling captain now.
Like, changes. Maybe he got promoted.
But they phase in and out of it. It's not like, first of all, if you're going to do that, then you have to be like, hey, I see you made captain, or congratulations, captain, and they shake his hand. Don't just start calling him a different thing from scene to scene. That doesn't make it easier for the viewer to understand what is happening.
Do you really think they had the viewer in mind when they made this movie?
This movie gets so elaborate with its plot points later on, when we're in a haunted house, and then there's, like, a flying woman. Yeah, I think they could have taken the time.
All right.
So, the captain shows up to recruit Wayne Newton to join his team, even though at this point, we have absolutely no idea what his skills are. And all we've seen him do up to this point is get beat up by his girlfriend. He agrees because he wants the money. Wayne Newton agrees. And he leaves Lily tied up because the captain tied her up when he snuck into the house. She gets pissed, escapes, puts on her knee-high red leather boots, grabs her bazooka, and then goes to kill him.
I did love the look.
Yeah, it's an interesting look. Then we cut to a regiment of Scottish Chinese people wearing kilts. There's like a... like a 2 minute long Benny Hill style slapstick scene.
Well, while they're playing, you know, bagpipe music.
Right, and they're like bonking each other on the head, and it's very amusing. And two of these Japanese Scottish guys in kilts are also now members of their team. They're not even recruited. They're just, all of a sudden, they're there. We see this scene of like this regiment, and then just two of those guys are part of the team now.
Yep, another classic case of looks like they forgot to put one of those scenes in.
Maybe. So they all, so everybody goes to this military base. Later that night, Lily breaks into the base to go kill Wayne Newton. They eventually disarm her and, you know, get a hold of her. And
after
they
she,
her
like,
to kill...
blows up half the base.
No, she just shoots a couple of dudes.
Yeah, well,
the explosions don't happen till later. Well, later we blow up a whole fucking town. So, yeah, when you say something's blown up, let's not, no, nothing's blown up yet. But the explosions are coming. So, yeah, they convince Lily to join their team. Then there's a traveling montage where we hear, like, a Japanese Beach Boys song or something.
I found it amusing.
It's interesting. I keep saying Japanese. I should be saying Chinese because this is a Hong Kong film. So everybody, like, go back, and every time I said Japanese, just fill in Chinese. Because I don't know where this movie's set because it's in Canada and Japan and China. It's impossible to figure out who these people are.
We have them surrounded in Canada.
In Canada. And then we're in Europe. We're in Luxembourg now. Because they say that the Japanese took the generals to Luxembourg from Canada? What?
Because they had a boat.
Because they had a boat.
That's the only explanation. But it's so, never implied as such.
So they're all by a campfire and they're sleeping while they're on their way to their mission or whatever. Oh, that's the other thing. They've also each been promised a reward, a cash reward, if they can rescue these generals. They're all told you get $500,000 if you can complete this.
Is that each?
They never say each. They only ever say there's $500,000, which they want to split between like six people. It's not a lot of money.
So we got, you know, 10 grand. No, I'm
just kidding. So while they're all sleeping around this campfire, Jackie Chan shows up in overalls to rob them because I guess they are thieves.
Right.
Or something?
Yeah, I missed the whole point of why we're going to rob them, but...
And we're sleeping in, like a jungle. You know, like...
you know, like in Luxembourg.
Yeah, like those rainforesty humid jungles that they have in Europe. So, it turns out, as he's robbing him, it turns out that Wayne Newton is a con man who was pretending to be that cop that robbed them earlier. Aha, so now it's all tied together. So now there's a reason Jackie Chan's in the movie, I guess.
On the front cover. Why is he on the front cover of this movie?
And if you look at the cover on Wikipedia or whatever, it's not even from this movie. He has like a completely different haircut.
Yeah, it's not even his character.
No!
They're like, yeah.
So the captain shoots the guns out of Jackie Chan and his lady friend's hands, and then they just let him go. Which, I mean, because we got to have Jackie Chan in this movie, but whatever. So the next morning, while we're all eating breakfast, they get attacked by a bunch of ninjas on horses.
Ninjas on horses. Are these the hooded guys?
These are the ninjas. These are the guys who show up and are dressed like ninjas, waving ninja swords on horses.
That's right.
That's right. The ninja part. So the ninjas show up. And they get in their car and drive away, and then the captain, who up until this point in the movie has been the main character of the movie, gets shot and dies. I'm like, all right. And then they're all driving, and they're like, well, I still want the money. I guess we should all go on the thing, right? And they're like, yeah, whatever. So then there's this gag with the – there's a, this is constant. The gag with the Japanese Scottish guys.
Oh, yeah. Are they supposed to be gay?
No, okay. They're just comical follies.
I see. They're just beyond goofy.
Yeah, they're just like the guy who, you know, drops his hat and every time he goes to pick it up, like, he kicks it, like, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, they're just supposed to be humorously incompetent. So there's a big, long gag with those two. And then we arrive at the village of a white Amazonian tribe of women in Luxembourg.
Maybe it's Wonder Woman's tribe.
Or Canada, and it might be Taiwan or Japan.
At this point, or wherever on the globe, but we don't know.
These women can fly.
Yeah.
And they capture them with magic ribbons.
Yeah.
Magic.
If you get captured by these things, you're done.
Yes. And the leader of the Amazonian tribe is a gay man in a tuxedo. Because... What is this? Why was this a thing?
He's very vain.
Because that's the joke, because he's a gay guy.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's supposed to be the funny thing. It's like, oh, all of these beautiful, tall women, and the leader of them is a gay man in a tuxedo. But up until this point, we have been at least keeping with the war aesthetic. Maybe we got our geography a little mixed up, sure.
But it was war.
This is the first part where it's like, well, what is this about? So the gay guy wants to kill them, but Lily manages to talk her way out of being captured because she's a woman, but they still cage her up.
Mm-hmm.
They humiliate the men, and they slap them in the face and whatever. Then the lead Amazonian woman, who's white, lets Lily escape so she can capture her again, to kill her so that the gay man doesn't fall in love with her?
Yeah, because she wants to kill her away from the area.
But it's a gay guy. Like, that's established up front. Like, hey, you're not going to take my gay boyfriend from me. Do you know what gay is?
Maybe they don't want him being turned from not being, you know, from not being.
Oh,
not
so
being
she's
gay.
Worried that Lily's going to make, she's going to blow him into being not gay?
Right.
Oh, and then what's the concern?
Then he'll take advantage of all of them, I suppose. I don't.
Oh, even though they can fly and his power seems to be wear dinner gloves?
Dude, you can't make me laugh like that.
I can't make you laugh on a podcast where we try to be funny?
I'm recovering.
My God, my shirt.
My shirt hurts. It's like they took an organ out. Okay, go on.
It's like they took an organ out. Just for everybody, they took an organ
out. Yeah, I had my gallbladder removed.
Oh, well, are you done talking about yourself for 5 minutes? Jeez. That was a joke.
I know.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
It happens every once in a while.
So they take Lily out to kill her so she doesn't blow her gay boyfriend.
To speak
and
straight.
As they're... To make him straight. And as they're about to kill him, Jackie Chan shows up chasing a chicken. He saves Lily by beating up all these Amazonian women in what is like a decent fight, because as he's kicking and doing all this choreography, he's actually holding a live chicken.
Yep. And it's
like some classic old school Jackie Chan where it's like, that used to be Jackie Chan's shtick, where he had to do karate or whatever, like, while holding a baby or, like, holding an egg or a cake or something.
Yeah, or balancing on one foot, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there was, because he was, like, the comedic kung fu guy.
I found it a decent fight. I did.
The fighting isn't... Honestly, anytime Jackie Chan is just doing fighting in this movie, he is so good at it that it is actually good in this terrible movie, regardless of how bad the other person he's fighting is.
He carries.
Because he's moving so fast.
He's insane. It's like, and he's carrying the entire fight. Yeah,
he's carrying most of this movie, and he's barely in it.
You watch it just to wait for the scene that he's next in.
He frees Lily, and Lily's just like, hey, thanks, we're kind of like friends now. Like, now Jackie Chan's starting to become buddy-buddy with this group of ne'er-do-wells. I don't even know what they are. They don't even have
these
a name.
Renegades.
Sure, we'll call them the Renegades.
Good name.
So, Lily, yeah, it's completely original. Thought of it all on my own. So, Lily shows back up to rescue the guys by firing a bazooka into a crowd of women. She just shoots a missile launcher into a crowd of women, and they explode.
But they did kidnap them, I mean.
Still, it's like, I'm all for equality and everything, and being like, if you're going to do something to a man, you should also do it to a woman. Like, there should be no, like, oh, we have to be gentle to them, because, like everybody should be treated equal, right?
Yeah.
But in this scene, when we just start shoot, when five dudes just start shooting machine guns at women and mowing them down, I'm like, oh, man. It's a bit much. Because these guys kill like 100 women.
I mean, and at that point, now you have to ask the question, could they have gotten away without doing it?
Could they have gotten away? Yeah, but then the scene would have been boring, because then we blow up this entire village. They line the whole place with dynamite, and they blow it up.
Well, at least it made the movie more interesting.
There are a lot of explosions in this
movie.
They
really like it. This is almost like The Marine. As far as number of explosions.
Were there a lot of explosions in the Marine?
Really...
Did the Marine have a lot of CGI explosions, though?
No. They had a lot. No. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Did John Cena movie?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of the Marine 3.
You might be the first guy to say that ever. I think I'm thinking of the Marine 3.
Well, The Miz was in that one, so.
Wow. Oh, The Miz was in it. Then you know it's good. Any movie that has The Miz in it, thinking of The Marine 3. Give me a break. So, as the effeminate gay man is fleeing the exploded village on a horse, Lily shoots him in the back. And all the guys get into a jeep, and they drive to a large mansion where they decide to spend the night. But as they sleep in it, it turns out that it's haunted and filled with vampires.
This is the scene where I actually did doze off.
Where you're like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm like in a drug stupor. I'm like, maybe I got confused to what movie I was watching, and I just...
Why are these vampires hopping around?
And then I saw one guy's, like, playing Mahjong or something, and the guy's hand's on the other side of the table, and it was just weird.
Yeah, so this mansion has both ghosts and the Chinese hopping vampires in it. Everybody has their own gag. Like, this one guy goes to the table, and it's filled with food plates, and he picks the lid off, and, oh, no, it's human feet or whatever. And then this other guy goes to the bathroom to take a poop, and then there's a picture, and the picture comes to life and slaps him. And then there's another guy who he goes downstairs and he sees this table filled with people that he knows shouldn't be there. But he's like, hey, you're playing Mahjong, I'll play. And they're all Chinese hopping vampires.
Yeah.
This was the part where I was having a hard time figuring out, like, if this is just a bad scene or culturally it doesn't translate. Because I have a very passing knowledge of the hopping vampire.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
The Chinese vampire is, they hop with their arms out. You can stop them if you, like, put a spell parchment on their head. If you, like, hold your breath, they can't find you because they find you through your breathing.
Oh, okay.
And that's the bare minimum
That's the bare, that's it, okay.
And I think that this scene was supposed to be them playing on the tropes of that type of monster.
But if we're not familiar with that monster, it makes it harder to get the comedy. Yeah.
Without knowing what any of those tropes are, this portion just seems like nonsense.
Right. So maybe I'll have to look up some stuff on that later.
That opens up a whole other can of worms on the whole larger scale of this movie of, like, is this movie bad or does Asian humor not translate?
Which could very well be true.
because anytime I watch a movie, excuse me, if it is a straight up Asian comedy or any Asian movie from anywhere, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, doesn't matter. They all have that like super hyper overacting like a clown almost, where they're like, oh, when they're like, they get all like, it's all big. It's big and like big motions and hyper emotions.
Right. Overstating what's actually going on.
Right, exactly. And when somebody like opens a door and sees a naked lady, instead of going like, oh, sorry, and closing the door,
whoa,
they go, whoa, whoa.
Exactly, yep.
And so I'm watching this movie and I'm like, I'm wondering if it's the same thing. Nobody's acting quite that silly. Well, they do in the haunted house scene. But before that and after that, they don't. Are the jokes meant to elicit the same type of feeling? Where it's like, wow, this is crazy! And as two white, dumb Americans, are we just watching this? Just going, I don't get it.
I think that might actually be the case. I think this is meant to be funny.
I think it is
a little bit lost in translation, though.
Because at the same time, though, I don't want to give it too much credit.
Because this is a bad movie.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between meant to be funny and being funny.
Right.
And I don't know if this movie just doesn't translate or it's bad.
So it's hard for us to judge that.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so all of them get their own individual scares, like I said. Then Lily shows up again to rescue them. She kills a bunch of ghosts and vampires, and then they all get in a Jeep. They're like, hey, the Nazi base is right down the road. I don't know why we stopped at this haunted house, but let's go there now.
It's 2 miles down the road. Why did we stop?
So they go to the Nazi base.
Oh, man, and here's where the fun starts.
And they find everybody is already dead, and the generals aren't there. And also, this is a Nazi base in Luxembourg, so we got that right, but populated entirely by Japanese soldiers. So
and made up of three buildings.
As they're looking around and they don't know what to do, Jackie Chan shows back up because he needs to be in the movie more, I guess. And he says, like, hey, my character arc's complete and I want to help you guys. And they're like, okay, the movie's almost over anyway. You're part of the team now.
Yay.
Then all of a sudden, a bunch of Mad Max looking guys riding on top of, not inside of, on top of American cars that have swastikas painted under the hoods, and they're all holding like axes and torches, show up and park in front of this base. And now I'm like, what is this? Like, where are we going with this?
And my reaction was, this could be good.
My first thought is like, who are these people? And then two Japanese generals in full military dress step out of one of these cars. Then what are these guys on their hoods? Are these the Japanese regulars wearing like leotard spandex and like Mad Max hoods, carrying an axe? Like, who are these people? And then they come out. The generals come out and they say, "We are gonna come in there and kill all of you unless you give us the money." And
We didn't get paid yet.
Well, that's the thing. The money that everyone's talking about this entire movie is a reward that they're supposed to get when they rescue the generals. So why would they have the money? And why did the Japanese Nazis need the money? Why are they robbing their own base? Where were they? Who killed all the people that were there before?
The world may never know.
Because they show up and everyone's dead, and then more Japanese show up as if they know that somebody else is occupying it, and they don't want to take the base back to win the war. They're in it for the money. You're like, what? This doesn't make any sense!
Well, this is crazy.
And here's the best part. It turns out that they do have the money, because they kick open the floorboards, and there's like millions of dollars in cash.
That would have been great. Yeah, they finished the mission and then they go, oh, it's already in there.
Well, that would have been the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Is that like you have some sort of fight? Well, granted, obviously this movie had a direction it wanted to go. But if you wanted to make a movie like this and end it better, you have a movie like this, everybody kills everybody at the end, then the one lone character steps through the floorboard, finds all the money, and then it sort of ends on a happy note.
Right.
But they have the money, so they decide that, well, we're going to fight our way out, because if we give them the money, they're going to kill us anyway. So let's at least try to fight, and whoever's left gets to keep all of the money, which is basically what I said, but that's not what happens. They wait till the next morning. The Nazis...
We will attack at dawn.
The Japanese Nazis are completely surrounding them, and they wait till noon to drive all of their Ford muscle cars through the gate of this place. And then, like, the movie gets, like, real sad all of a sudden.
Yeah, people start dying.
Like, people have been dying the whole time, but it's not, like, comical, like, when Lily shoots her gun, or shoots her bazooka at a group of women, and you're like, oh, ha ha!
No,
fun.
That was the funny part.
Like, Lily is cornered, and, what's his name? Wayne Newton goes to rescue her, and he just gets mowed down.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, like, legitimately broken up about it, and, like, starts to cry.
Now and we're then, in a war movie.
Right. And then the two Scottish guys, they're like, they're best buds. You thought they were gay. They're so good. They're
right.
Such good friends.
Yep.
The one of them gets rammed, run through with a sword.
Yeah.
And he's dead. And the other Scottish guy is so upset that he, like, has a guttural scream and runs out into a hail of bullets firing a gun blindly. So that guy's dead. And then the hobo who's fighting, he's noticing that all of these people that he's come to know over the past couple of days are dying, and as he's shooting a gun, he starts to cry. And you're like, wait a minute, you can't have a Saving Private Ryan ending at the end of this fucking Three Stooges Chinese movie, for Christ's sake. What are we doing here?
Stop jerking off with my emotions.
Exactly, like, what's happening? Is this, like, why is this so real all of a sudden? And everybody's dying. Hmm. So, Jackie Chan, his girlfriend, and the hobo managed to kill all of the Japanese Nazis. Wow, that is a sentence I'd never thought I'd
say. Why
don't
you say it again?
So Jackie Chan, his girlfriend, and the hobo managed to kill all of the Japanese Nazis.
That's a great one.
And they're left standing, and then a Jeep shows up, and then all of a sudden, the lieutenant captain. Lieutenant Captain gets out of his Jeep, and in the Jeep are all of the four generals that they were supposed to rescue.
He got them.
And the hobo, rightfully so, is like, what the fuck is going on?
Where'd they come from?
And Lieutenant Captain just pulls out a gun and shoots the guy. He doesn't even give him the gift of closure.
Nope, he just kills him.
And Jackie Chan then goes, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and his lady friend there is like, we should try to get out of here.
Lieutenant Captain basically goes, I just wanted the money. This was a plan the whole time where I knew I could hire all of these, like, crooks and con men and crooked people, fake my own death so I got out of the game early, let them go through the actual danger, clear everything out, get the money, and then I knew that they would kill each other for the money, and then I would just roll in and take it. Which isn't a terrible plan, and if this was made into a serious movie, and that was the actual ending,
it would have worked.
You could make that as the movie without the haunted house and the vampires, of course.
Yeah.
And have it be an actually interesting ending. But why did the last 10 minutes of this movie become a drama? Because then Jackie Chan is, like, going to fight Lieutenant Captain for the honor of all of his dead friends. And there's, like, a 10-minute fight scene where he's, like, running around cars.
It's, again, a good fight scene.
Yeah, and then they have swords, and then there's, like, there's a weird slow-motion part at the end, which is really terrible, but
yeah.
That aside, Jackie Chan jumps out a window and sets the explosives that they lined this place with in case they lost.
And he blows the bad guy up.
He blows the bad guy up. Jackie Chan puts his injured girlfriend... Oh, because Lieutenant Captain shot his girlfriend, but she's not dead yet.
Right.
So he puts his girlfriend into a Jeep. He didn't take any money because he blew it up.
Right. And then the generals were like, hey, take us with you as well.
And this is, like, another thing. Like, it ends on, I think he's trying to say something, like, message-wise, where he goes, I don't see any generals. All I see are clowns. And he drives away.
And it says the
and
end.
You're like,
that's it.
It says the end. And you're like, wait a minute. Wasn't this a fucking comedy? Why did we, like, get real somber. People are crying. Jackie Chan's fighting for the honor of these honor amongst thieves. He sacrifices all of the money, which is all he's wanted this whole time. Then he criticizes the military-industrial complex at the end, and then drives into the sunset. And you're like, what the fuck is going? What? Like, I don't even fucking know.
I love how it just ends so fast, too.
Oh, yeah. He gets in his car. He starts the car, and it just goes, cuts to black. No music.
The end.
No credits. It just says the end, and then the movie's over. And you're like, oh, well, I guess I have to guess who starred in it, because it's not going to tell me.
So, yeah, there was that movie.
There was that movie. So now that we've wrapped that whole up, why don't you give us your overall feelings and your rating. And the rating system is, you hated it, it's a good hangover movie, it's a good party movie, and it's your favorite movie of all time.
I love that it's your favorite movie of all time. I love that one. We're never going to use that.
I think I used, did I use it last week? I don't remember.
So. You know what, I want to say, I think this is definitely maybe a good party movie. I think it's goofy enough. If you have a bunch of goofy friends over.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Don't avoid a bunch of sticks in the mud. That's not going to work.
If you had a bunch of goofy friends that will find something like remotely like this funny, they'll think it's great. And the action scenes are pretty good. But it's so goofy and out there that, yeah, and you have a party going on too, you don't need to know what's going on in the movie because they really don't tell you anyways. Other than the fact that they're saving the generals. So other than that, I think this is a good party movie. You have like three or four friends over and just, you're drinking, goofing around, and this is in the background and people are going, what is happening? This is funny.
I'm actually going to give this movie the very rare rating for me.
Oh, did you hate it?
I hate it.
Oh.
Like, I try so hard to give some of these movies the benefit of the doubt, but like, I could not stand this. Mm. Like, again, I almost want to give it a party movie because of the, it is very goofy and it's very silly and, like, it's funny, not like the jokes don't happen and they're funny, because that's the thing. When the jokes happen, I sit there and I'm deadpanned. And then, like, we're shooting guns at women and I'm like,
great.
But it's like, it's just awful. Like, it's poorly made, like, and like I said, it was kind of a concept ahead of its time. And I guess because I said I hated it, I have to give a suggestion. Like, honestly, like I said before, the movie that made me think of this was Hot Shots. Hot Shots Part 2, specifically. Because that movie is this movie, but better.
Right.
Oh, God. I was like, mad the whole time.
You were mad.
Like I was, like, the whole time I was watching it, I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. And I couldn't, anytime there was, like, thank God there were a bunch of karate scenes, because as much as I like karate and, like, Kung Fu and Jackie Chan and whatever, I know that Jackie Chan's going to win, so I can watch the first minute, and then I can just fast forward through it and get through this movie quicker, because otherwise I was like, oh, this is going to take forever, and I'm going to fucking lose my shit about this fucking thing. So, sorry, Billy, I didn't like it. Francis did, though, so you got that going for you. Nice. Well, that brings us to the end of episode 55 or whatever the fuck. So, if you want to send us any questions, comments, concerns, or hate mail, you can send us to email us moviehotdog@gmail.com. We have a Twitter @moviehotdog. We have a YouTube channel where I put up all the episodes so you can stream them if that's easier for you to listen to them at work or something. That's Zach Space Hot Dog. Please like us on This Movie Was a Hot Dog. We got this listener suggestion there. Please send us more listener suggestions. Comments, like, message, whatever. It's all open there. We have fun. If you get this on iTunes or Podomatic, please rate and review and subscribe as it really helps the show. Francis, do you have anything to say?
Not anything else.
Why don't you take us out?
To Reverend Zach, this is Francis saying This Movie Was a Hot Dog.